If he would have listened to most Americans, he would have run from the deal the moment he heard about it. But William saw the promise in a great land deal. We'll get the facts behind the bargain when today's edition of the American Countryside returns after this. A Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farming the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together.
William Seward was Secretary of State under President Abraham Lincoln and later Andrew Johnson. Peter Wisby says it was Seward who saw a land deal perfect for the U.S.
Alaska was known as Russian America in the 1860s. 1867, the Russians wanted to get out of Alaska. They found that the fur trade had dwindled, which is what they had made money on. The territory was largely indefensible, and they needed to find a buyer for it.
Russia turned to the U.S. as a possible buyer, and Seward and the Russian minister Destoykol began discussions on the matter. Word soon came from Moscow that the deal should be made, and the Russian minister paid a visit to Seward.
He comes to Seward's home about 7:30 at night, says, "Just got the final go-ahead, we can make the treaty." Seward says, "Why wait until tomorrow? Let's make the treaty tonight." They go, they gather at the State Department, they negotiate all night, and they settle on the terms of the deal.
Despite what others might have thought, Seward believed he was getting a great bargain.
$7.2 million is the final purchase price, and Seward knew it was a good deal. It works out essentially to be about 2 cents an acre. Seward loved the idea, although he'd never been to Alaska. He liked it for its fishing and its timber and for the defensive capabilities of the harbors.
It wasn't until after his tenure as Secretary of State that Seward got to see what he had purchased.
He went to Alaska within a few months of his retirement from Washington. He wintered in Mexico for his health and then spent 14 months traveling around the world.
Today, the Seward House is open to visitors, hosting exhibits that retell the story of a man who truly changed the scope of the nation. Traveling the Countryside in Auburn, New York, I'm Andrew McCrae.